Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my channel-flipping friend, Frank. How are you today?
Shh, this is my favorite part. Quiet. Okay, now I'm good.
Okay, bye. Good. I have a fun story about this, actually, before we even get into the how are you, before I forget. I was watching TV with my daughter the other day, and our dog comes in, and she's like, Zinny, stop talking. I'm trying to watch TV. Dog's just looking at me like, what am I supposed to do with that? I don't know. I said, I don't know, dog. I really don't know. It's weird to me that you are talking and disturbing television. Anyway, how are you today?
I'm all right. I am all right. I am happy to be with you, and happy to be having a drink and talking about fun stuff with you. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a glass of wine, Frank.
Nice.
I know. Chateau Michel 2022. It is a rosé, dry, crisp, and elegant, if there ever was one. Frank, this is leftover from Easter, and I have to drink it so it doesn't go bad.
Yes,
and that
certainly
is why I am drinking it.
Nice.
So it's good. I got nothing against rosé. It's not my go-to when I decide on a glass of wine, but it's good.
I enjoy rosé. I do. It's not usually my go-to. I'm more of a red wine guy usually, I'm into some rosé. Into some rosé for sure.
Do you prefer, when you say you're into rosé, do you prefer, not into rosé. When you say you're into red wine, do you prefer a more dry, a more fruity? What is your go-to?
Oh, I do like something a little more fruity. Like too dry is just, too much tannin doesn't really do it for me. But yeah, I like something with a little bit of a fruity taste to it for sure. We went to some wine. There's this organization called Wine Riot. Are you familiar?
Yes, I got it as a gift for somebody. It's excellent.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Wine Riot. They have their event in Boston every year. And when we lived in Boston, we went a couple of times. And it was super fun, and I learned a lot about what I've forgotten everything that I learned, but I like remember walking around being like, oh, okay, these are the names of the characteristics that I like in a wine. Like after sampling a bunch and reading like what the description of each one, I was like, cool, okay, now I understand what I like about wine, and now I've since forgotten because that was 6 or 7 years ago. So there you go.
It is one of those things that you're like, I just don't know enough to comment most of the time.
Yeah, same.
I would go to a wine tasting and be like, yes, shallow and pedantic. Yeah. And they'd be like, you talking about me or the wine? Like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, what are you drinking tonight? Today, this morning, this afternoon, next
I
millennium.
Am having myself, the last winter beer that was still in my fridge. It is a Sam Adams cold IPA, and it's the last remaining vestige of the winter. It's been, you know, we finally shook off our winter weather here in New England. As this is getting released, we had snow like 2 weeks ago or something. Mm-hmm. For the last time, so it's fresh that we've just ended the winter. So yeah, I've got a winter beer here, and I'm I'm ready and raring to head into spring, because it's time. It's well past time to be in the spring mindset, and I'm kind of ready to kick winter to the curb. Finally,
I agree. I am absolutely ready to kick winter to the curb as well. And I like the winter, but I'm ready for the, like, I don't want to say the sun on your face when you're driving and it's too hot, because I don't like that part about spring. But I am ready for the, I don't need a jacket. I just need a light sweater April 25th, if you know what I mean.
perfect date.
Perfect date. Actually, Frank, as a segue, I wasn't planning, but Miss Congeniality is absolutely a movie. If I was channel flipping, and I saw that it was on, and I like stopped in the middle of it, I would absolutely finish Miss Congeniality to the end. So anyway,
I saw it once. I know, like, I remember that reference. You need a light jacket.
You should try channel flipping and watch the rest of it out of order again. Because
I should. I should. Because I can't say that's one that would have occurred to me. I probably wouldn't stop. Not that I dislike it. It's just I don't have an attachment to it. Mm-hmm. But like on a somewhat similar note, like I might stop for like Legally Blonde.
Oh, I would stop for Legally Blonde.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it about like a Miss Congeniality or Legally Blonde that you're like okay picking it up in the middle?
I think it's so I feel like the baseline is like it has to be something you've seen already,
mm-hmm.
Something that you're familiar enough with that you don't can appreciate it. You're not sort of getting surprised again by plot twists or whatever. Like, oh wow, yeah, I forgot that's what happened.
Oh yeah, it was the
glitter. A bit of that, yeah. Right? But mm-hmm. like. Usually it's like something you've seen enough times that it's like a comfortable sweater. It just feels cozy to put it on. At least that's for me. Those are the things that make me stop.
No, that makes a lot of sense. What other movies would I stop for?
I just actually just recently like Field of Dreams was on, and that was one that was like no
yes,
question.
That's definitely a stop as you go. Most Kevin Costner movies are actually,
yes.
Especially
yes,
those early 90s, late 80s, early 90s Kevin Costner movies. The Field of Dreams, Dances with Wolves,
yep.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Like those are, yeah, I'll watch this to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think because they're not, well, maybe Dances with Wolves, but they're not overly complicated movies either.
Mm, yes.
Like, you know, I think that's
yes.
a part of it. Like,
yes.
you know, like I don't have to think about like, I don't have to catch up to anything in my brain, even if I have seen it before where you're like, oh, wait, what was that? I can't remember who that was or whatever. You could just, like, go
yes.
and be totally fine. It's like movies that you, like, walk into a room and you're like, what are you watching? And then you slowly inch your way towards the couch even though you were doing something and you stand there
yeah,
and watch
yeah.
for 20 minutes. Those are the ones that are good for watching in the middle as
yes.
well.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like the kind of movie that gets played during the day, during the weekday, on, you know, FX or
TBS,
yeah, like the movies that they, you know, it's often Marvel movies. That's I feel like the Marvel movies are always on rotation somewhere. That's you know, some basic cable channel is always playing a Marvel film. Those are ones that I'll pretty much, you know, if I'm, I'll stop and watch pretty much any of those. Unless I've seen it too recently or whatever, you know.
Do you, I was like, some of the movies I think, like, I have to have an attachment to, but not so much of an attachment that I feel like I have to go back to the beginning and watch it. Like, I actually won't stop and watch, like, Lord of the Rings if it's on in the middle. I'm like, I'd rather watch the whole thing. Like, like, I'm not content starting in the middle. I want to start at the beginning. Most Star Wars movies, I feel that way. I want
to
start at the beginning. I probably would watch this. So this is a kind of a disparity, but like I probably would watch the sequels from the middle.
The sequel trilogy.
But I wouldn't watch the original trilogy or the prequels from the middle.
You know what? I've never thought about it until right now, but I feel the same way, and I can't put my finger on why.
Because that's so I'm not attached to them the same way, yeah. Or I just don't find the quality as good. Because it's not a marker of quality to stop in the middle of a movie and keep going.
Right.
Because, like, I had for years, and I still will, watch Dead Stop in the middle of The Shawshank Redemption, wherever it is, and I will just carry it on through the end.
Oh, like, interesting.
I don't need to go back to the beginning. Maybe because I've seen it enough times, but... so it's like not a marker of the quality of the movie, but like of my personal attachment to every single millisecond of the film. And so I don't have an attachment in that way to the sequels that I do for the prequel and original trilogy. So I'm comfortable carrying on from the middle.
Yeah, that makes sense. That feels right to me. That makes sense to me too. Yeah. I think that's the same for me. Yeah. I think it's more about the having an attachment thing than it is about quality per se, because then, like, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of bad movies that I would watch in midstream.
Absolutely.
Because
it's on.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's
like,
there.
Like Green Lantern.
Yeah. I'd watch it halfway through.
I'd watch that halfway through. I would.
Yeah. With like one eye on the screen, even like exactly. I don't even need to see really what's happening. I can just listen to the screams and know what's happening.
That kind of goes along with the I don't need to be following too closely sort of like I because most of the time for me, this is like something in the background while I'm working. I call it a work movie.
Yes.
You know, just like during the day, flip it on. And like, yeah, if Green Lantern comes on, a movie that's not great, but like, yeah, it's fun enough. And it's like, you know, an action movie that I like, and it's quippy. It's funny at points. Right. Like that keeps me in.
Yeah. In our group chat with our friend Andrew, we were just talking about The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which was not like a great movie, but I would watch it from the middle because you're like, why not? It's just kind of there. It's on Men in Black, I think.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Men in Black. Movies of more quality, but I would watch like Air Force One from the middle.
Absolutely.
Because it's good from beginning to end, but like I don't need to see any of the previous bits to get to this bit. I'm like, okay, they're on the plane. Terrorism.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kicking butt. Here we go. Yeah. Yep. Easy peasy.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one that I might be tempted to go and start from the beginning, but I probably wouldn't.
I probably, see, and that is like that weird delineation. I'm like, ooh, great movie from start to finish. Could start it from the beginning, but I've also seen it enough that I don't have the draw to like need to go back and start from the beginning. This is a very low, not a lowbrow movie, but one that not many people remember or seen, but The Ghost in the Darkness, which is a Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer movie from the 90s.
I don't know this movie.
Oh, it's so fun and horribly tragic and whatever, but it's a true story about two, man-eating lions in Africa in the early 20th century. While Britain is still colonizing Kenya. They're like, we're building railroads. Well, late 19th century, I should say. We're still building railroads. And so they send this guy, this Irishman, a.k.a. Val Kilmer, everyone's lead Irishman, to go like build this railroad. But there are two lions that keep attacking the camp. And you can actually see the lions on display in Chicago in the Natural History Museum. It's quite a famous real story. But I love that movie. And I would absolutely watch it from the middle if it was on TV.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good... things that I'm thinking about, like, when a certain, like, trilogy or something gets shown... I mean, we've mentioned Star Wars, but I'm thinking more like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy or something like that, you know, when they'll... I feel like FX goes through, like, periods of time where it's, like, every single day they're showing all of the Raimi movies or whatever, right, for a few days in a row. And it's, like, over the course of a week, I catch all of them. that just happened a few months ago where I watched all three of those films just in pieces over the course of, like, maybe a week. And it was kind of a fun, like, casual way to sort of... You know, I had to dip in and out as I was going on calls for work or whatever. And but over the course of the week, I sort of patchwork quilted together most of the movies. And I was like, oh, man, yeah, these are I did love these movies. I stand by it, you know.
Yep, I agree. Yep, I stood by it when I was a child, and they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that's not nostalgia. They're actually good.
They're actually good.
Yeah, especially the second one. The first one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one is my favorite part, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, the first one has aged interestingly.
It is of its time. It's not bad. It's just not doing anything special in the way that, you know, it was special then, but not as special today because it's been copied so many times in its format. But the second one is still top notch.
Yep.
I would stop for the Raimi movies. I would also go backwards and think about some older movies that I would stop in the middle of, like 12 Angry Men. I would watch in the middle. I'd watch the Ten Commandments in the middle every Easter on TV. Like, I mean, the 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours, 4 hours in, whatever.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't matter. I would, that's absolutely a middle watch.
I'm with you. Yeah, older movies. I mean, like The Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? I can pick that up anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of older musicals like that, right? Like for me, it's like
Music Man.
My Fair Lady.
And, yep.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Music Man.
Oh, sure, Music Man. Yeah. Oklahoma. Like any Rodgers and Hammerstein, like any of those classic movie musicals from like the golden age of Hollywood. I'll absolutely, around the holidays, like White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like that stuff is gold.
Challenging question for you. J.J. Abrams' 2009 Star Trek.
Yeah.
Would you watch it in the middle or would you want to go back to the beginning?
I mean, I'd think about it, but I'd watch it from the middle. For sure, I'd watch it from the middle. Yeah.
You've seen it enough that you're just like in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the very depressing realization that this year is the 15th anniversary of that movie.
That means it's my 15th college reunion. That's what that means.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, here we are.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, we'll do that. Judge Dredd, a movie that I made you watch a long time ago.
Yes.
That's a middle of the movie.
Yeah,
there's a middle of the movie if there ever was one. Like, that's the movie. Yeah.
That's one where I only saw it the one time, but mm-hmm. I enjoyed it enough that, like, I feel like I could pick it up and get back on track from wherever I am, like, pretty quickly, right?
Yep. Exposition drops will catch you up. Like, those movies are almost, like, built for commercial breaks, you know.
So true.
You know, just like some movies are like, or shows are built for streaming if they don't, even if they're not streaming, like, or they're meant for binging, even if they're not, like, initially released that way. And so that's kind of how movies used to be built. They were built for commercial breaks, knowing full well they would end up on TNT, mm-hmm. and then you would just, like, you would have to have dramatic beats at certain moments to be able to cut.
Yep, that makes sense. That makes sense, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great call. Yeah, they do. They are structured like perfectly for it. I feel like a lot of, what is it about movies, in my experience, from like the 80s and the 90s, that they feel very, like a movie like A Few Good Men
mm-hmm.
feels.
Definitely would watch from the middle.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that feel so perfect for TV? Like, why does that feel like something that like, or even like My Cousin Vinny. What about those movies?
Oh, I know. They were almost like built for 4:3 aspect ratio, even though they weren't filmed that way.
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. I'm going to say it's a couple of things. One, the commercial break thing, like I said.
Yeah.
But also because by the 80s, like, you were watching repeats of movies at home in a way that, like, wasn't as popular until the 80s, right? Like the 24 hour television cycle, as you know, because there used to be a cutoff. People would be like, and that's the end of television, goodbye.
Yes.
And then there would be nothing on
now.
Like, right.
Yep.
And so everyone went to bed. So I think that's a part of it. I think movies were smaller too. Like, those were an example of, like, those are, you're paying or like watching people talk at each other. Like, that's the kind of movie that you're watching.
Yeah.
And you can watch that on a small screen. Like, it doesn't demand your attention on the large screen. Like, you can go to the theater and watch Jack Nicholson scream, you know, You Can't Handle the Truth. But it doesn't necessitate you do that. It's almost like knowing that it was going to like be on VHS tape and that like you would watch it that way. I think that's they movies made their money not just on the movie theater, knowing that the theater, but on the home release. Like, and the 80s was really the time when that kicked into gear and it wasn't full blown steam by the early 90s. So I think that's, it's like knowing that the movie is going to make up something later probably indicates how they were going to film it, because they're not these big sweeping, like the Technicolor 50s epics that demand you see them on a big screen. They're movies that you can watch at home, knowing full well that it would take you like a year to after the release to do it, but you know, you could still do it.
Interesting. That's so interesting to me.
I have no statistical information or historical information to back that up.
No, I know. It's all, you're all speculation, but it's all interesting speculation nonetheless.
Gladiator. I would watch Gladiator from the middle.
Ooh.
I've seen it enough that I don't have to go back to the beginning, but I wouldn't be upset if I did go back to the beginning.
For me, the only reason is that I've not seen it enough to be able to do that.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like I could follow it.
I could definitely follow it.
Like, it's not like, yeah.
It's like popular cinema. This is going to sound, wow, I didn't say that. I meant that sounded so elitist of me, the way that came out. It's like...
Gets a master's degree in film, and all of a sudden, he's got all these opinions.
It's yeah. It's like popular cinema complicated, where it's really not complicated at all. It just makes it look and sound like it is, but it's really like... There's nothing in it that, like, you scratch your head or people's motivations are ambiguous or anything. Like, it's pretty straightforward. And they tell you about their feelings, like, pretty upfront. Yes. Like a melodrama or a soap opera. But it makes it feel like it's complicated because it's long and Ridley Scott.
Sure. Yes. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Independence Day. Right, Roland Emmerich.
I probably would watch that from the middle, even though I haven't seen a ton. You just, like, you know enough to be like, aliens.
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about Men in Black, too. It's like, I haven't seen them a ton, but, like, I could follow them.
You can follow.
Yeah. Hmm.
What about some of the superhero, like, the superhero ones, like, that you have attachments to, like...
Well, like, the Dark Knight trilogy I'd watch anytime.
Would you go back to the middle, or would you be fine watching it in the middle?
No, I'll watch.
I think I'd watch those in the middle. Forever. Yeah, I've seen them enough that I'd watch them in the middle.
Anytime it's a movie that I love, I'm going to, you know, it's like, oh, do I want to? I mean, I am just sitting here, right? And it's not like I have to get up and grab a DVD. It's just pushing a few buttons to stream it and start from the beginning, right? So, like, I'll think about it, but it's also like, but then I'm, like, committing to paying attention to it, and I'm not, this is not for paying attention. This is just for background. So, like, might as well watch it from the middle, right? Mm-hmm. That's sort of where I end up. Is like, if I start it, then I'm going to want to really watch it. But that's not what I'm here to do right now.
That's correct. Yeah, because if you're using it as work movie, then you're really not supposed to be paying attention to it. It is there, just like you're not, like, I'll put on my favorite album, but I shouldn't be more intent on listening to the album than working. I should be working.
Right.
It's just noise. Like, I put on a sound machine and have the same effect.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, but like, yeah, I would, yes. Like, we mentioned Marvel movies already, like those, like any of them. The Dark Knight trilogy.
Big Fat Greek Wedding, I would watch in the middle.
Oh, sure. Love that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Though I probably would want to watch from the start, but I would be over it. Like, it'd be one of those. Burton's Planet of the Apes from the middle. But I would want to start original Planet of the Apes or Rise, Dawn, and War from the beginning. Also, you can't watch Dawn and War while, like, doing other things because a lot of it's sign language. So
that's actually a huge key thing, right? Like, there are some things that, like, if there is another language involved or a lot that happens that's purely visual, it's going to be tough to
watch. Yeah, you can't. Maybe that's why also I don't want to watch some of the Star Wars is,
yeah, you
except from the beginning, because
you have to read what Greedo says, you know?
Yes. Or even just like, I got each of the one that solo.
Right.
So I have that Star Wars graphic novel. We've talked about this, and like I'll read it to my daughter, but like it's in English. Like Greedo's words are in English, so instead it's like going somewhere solo. Sure. Like, and he got to do the inflection anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it turns out Greedo in English with the accent is like Russian. It's like that's how it comes out to me. Yeah, it's too late. Yeah.
You Jabba is Russian. Through with you. How about a green Russian?
Yeah, a green Russian. No, thank you.
Russian Greedo.
Russian Greedo. That's really what it is, though. I had some other ones, but it's okay. I think if it's too visual, I don't like. Yeah. I like Alien. I could watch from the middle, but it's so visual. I want to watch it. I don't want to like. I don't want to work through it, which is really a different question. Instead of just like watching in the middle, but. I'd want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's great for catching movies in the middle if you are just a streamer, though, is Pluto TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just have all these channels where you can be like, I feel like a monster movie. Here's your Universal Monster Channel. You can watch Frankenstein versus the Wolfman or, you know, It Came from Beyond or whatever. And you can catch it in the middle, whatever. It doesn't matter. And you just roll into it.
I do love Pluto for that, and also for their like, here's a channel of just one TV show. Like here is just Bar Rescue, 24 hours of John Taffer walking into bars and yelling at people. Like just perfect.
Just like the setup. I'm just gonna walk into a bar and yell at people about how their bar is terrible, and I will save.
My
knowledge of reality TV. Is so small. I can't even tell you.
You know Gordon Ramsay, Kitchen Nightmares? He goes to restaurants and, like, fixes them up in, like, 2 days or whatever?
I know who Gordon Ramsay is, yes.
Okay. It's that concept. He's a restaurateur, bar, businessman, whatever, and he goes into bars that need help, that are failing, and he observes what they're doing wrong, and then within 2 days, like, turns the business around. That's and then when you check 6 months later, only half of them are still open. But that's anyway, it's very entertaining because he just walks in and starts yelling at like, "Ah, why are you so bad at this?" It's silly. It's pure popcorn TV.
But anyway, delightful.
There's like an entire channel of just that on Pluto TV. There's entire channels of genres, like you said. Like here, you want westerns? Here's westerns. Here's you want 50s rom coms? Here you go.
The Three Amigos. That's a movie I'd watch in the middle.
That's a good one. Yeah, you know, almost any Steve Martin movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Three Amigos is a very good one.
Yeah, The Jerk, Father of the Brides. Yeah, really. The Pink Panther movies are good in the middle movies. Oh, the classic most in the middle movies of all time. Any James Bond movie.
Oh yes. For a while, there was a James Bond channel on Pluto.
Yep. And there was always channel did the James Bond marathon. Was it AMC? Yeah.
I think it was AMC.
Yeah. Like those are like Man with the Golden Gun. I'm in the middle. I don't even know who the man in the Golden Gun is. Doesn't matter. I'm going to watch this movie and I will figure it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yes. Anything from that franchise. Yeah, there's so much to be, you know, and there's times where we said like Star Wars is something that we wouldn't want to watch from the middle. The original trilogy and the prequel trilogy, but like, you know, I remember being in the hospital a few years ago and like flipping through, and I think TNT was doing one of their Star Wars marathons that they used to do. And I was like, perfect, this is it. The TV is not leaving this channel now for the rest of my stay here. We will just be watching. Like we were in the middle of like Empire, and I was like, great, are we gonna keep going? Yeah, okay, cool. Yes, it keeps going. It goes into 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, perfect. Let's just
looking out for you at the cable station is what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, I think that's an excellent place to end our conversation. Where can the people find us?
Head on over to beerwithgeeks.com. That's the best place to find the show notes and past episodes and all that fun stuff. There's also links there to all the places that you can subscribe to us and any podcast app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. If your app has ratings and reviews, would kindly encourage those as those help us quite a bit. And if you want to help us out even more, you can head over to patreon.com/thoughtbubbleaudio and help us out by helping us cover some of the costs of doing the show.
Excellent. Patreon made me think of The Patriot, which is also a movie I would watch. Ooh. In the middle.
Another good one.
That's where I will end. Anyway.
Right on.
Frank, it was a pleasure, as always. Till next time, cheers.
Cheers.